Some of you may know this. I read it on the web, and of course that means it's true. We're in the presence of greatness tonight. We have the CMA Musician of the Year in this band. And can you guess who that might be, Mr. Utley?
I think it's that man over there. That
it's this man right over here. That's right. Mac McAnally. Okay.
Luck counts.
We're going to show off that talent right now a little bit. But not right now. We're going to, you know, we're going to ease into that right now because his reign as CMA Musician of the Year is coming to an
dwindling
end, isn't it? Yes. And you're back up again for it, isn't it?
I was nominated again, yeah.
How does that work? Never mind. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Is it kind of like Facebook and social networking? That's the way it goes?
Yeah, I'm a huge networker.
That's it. All right. Anyway, Mac's going to help me out on a little song that I was very, very happy when Alan Jackson called me and said, you know how this stuff goes. You know, I could sit up here and make up some kind of bullshit about this being some lifelong dream and it was meant to happen. It actually was a phone call, and Alan said, hey, what you doing this weekend? I said, nothing. He said, won't come sing on my record? Oh, man. I could do that. So this was a very rewarding 20-second appearance, don't you think? So Alan's not here, but the CMA Musician of the Year is going to fill in.
So am I. The workday passes like molasses in the wintertime. Yeah, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour, noted by the minute. Boss just putting me over the limit. I'd love to call in something, but I think I'll just call it a day.
Pour me something tall and strong.
Shark, take it apart.
Yeah.
Mr. Mac McAnally. There's a little love. There's an explanation to this song that Mac came up with, and this is one of the reasons they probably voted for him, because he's a thinking man songwriter. So
yeah.
Tell him about that, what it involves.
Well, it sort of involves getting a big punch bowl, and you put some beer in there, and you put some sort of Einstein stuff in there, and an old-time X-Watch, and it ends up that it's always 5 o'clock, and we call it the theory of drunkativity. It's my theory.
Yeah, but you're talking to a very smart audience out there. They got that immediately.
They got it quicker than I said. It's amazing.
That's as fast as I've seen anybody get the theory of drunkativity.
That's right. I'm totally lined up.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I tell you. Unbelievable. All right. God, no wonder you won. That's amazing. I'm telling you.